Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show all day long. Outside Lands tickets all day long. Good vibes and variety and Outside Lands. 8.05, we gave away our pair. 12.05, there's another one. 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. Every hour in Janie's show this afternoon. There's a code word. You text it to our contest line, give you all that info, and you could win a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and hundreds more, a zillion more. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. It's very exciting. We're going to start with Chapel Roan. We just said all Chapel Roan all the time. It was great that it all worked out. There's a band out there, guys. They're called Slipknot.
Oh, I love these guys, right?
We're going to play, here's a little chunk of what they sound like. Yeah. And here's what they sound like when they're Chapel Roan fans. Corey Taylor, who's the singer for Slipknot.
Just having fun on stage in my age. That's where I belong, down at the Big Bonnie Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Big Bonnie Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Look how friendly he looks when he's singing this song.
People can like aggressive music and still be nice people.
No, that's not true.
No,
he's obviously standing up in the middle of the show, there's like a skull in the background and all kinds of craziness. But it's so cute because there he is just...
Craziness.
There's all kinds of craziness. Look at that. I don't even know what's going on with that skull. It seems to have like three faces and then like a hood on over it. Ooh, what's happening? So he's up there just with his acoustic guitar. And it's funny because I thought to myself, oh, well, I wonder if the whole crowd's singing along. And it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're like,
It's not going over like I think he'd hoped.
What's happening? I'm here to, you guys going to play that one about murdering angels? We like that one.
Nobody sings about that, Sarah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who can even make out the words?
I do all the time. Stop.
That's my Slipknot impersonation. It's really cute. Did we put that up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page? Let's do that. In case you want it. Funny, too, because he does look really angry when he's singing, usually. And then he's got this, like, goofy smile on his face. Is he a girl dad? Is it possible he's got some little girls at home or something?
I don't think he's a girl dad, but I can't be sure. I'm a big fan. What's interesting is I know you're hearing him scream. He can actually sing, too.
He's singing. He is singing. Pink Pony Club.
I'm
going to keep on singing.
I don't know if it was in your story, but it was a text between him and his wife.
No, I don't. I didn't read the thing. I just saw that he did a cover.
Yeah, so he got a text from his wife, and she requested, can you play Pink Pony Club sometime? Oh. And his response was, yeah, I know. It's just a few chords. Yeah, I can do that. And so he did it for his wife.
Boom.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
He's a lover, Sarah.
Listen, the smile, the happiness, he clearly knows and loves the song. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. See, you're rocking out too.
Oh, I listen to Chapel Roan a lot.
24/7. Chapel Roan all day, all the time.
A lot.
All the days.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Simpson is continuing to sip the snake gravy. She says that is her style now. She found out that a drink that she'd been using to soothe her ragged throat for singing is filled with snake. The way that snakes make more babies, it's filled with that. Not the egg part, but the other part. I don't know what I could say. Probably none of this. But she is out there. She's like walking around just go. She can't get enough. She can't get enough of it. She's guzzling it.
Got a little clip of her talking about it.
Oh, okay, great.
I mean, it just really clears my throat. I'm just a great singer when I have snakes.
All right. When she has snake what?
Stuff.
Stuff.
I didn't hear that other part, though.
Well, I think you could kind of hear it.
I needed to hear it.
Mm.
I was hoping to hear it.
You know, you can email him that clip. That'd be fine. He can try and decipher it.
It's okay.
Yeah. But it does, I have to admit, though, it does make me curious. You know, sometimes we'll be jamming all night, and I'm like, well, if only I had a bottle of snake stuff. Does it have to be a certain snake, or can I go out back and grab a garter snake? I found a snake just the other day.
Maybe it's not just snake stuff that works.
What other stuff is there?
I like there's people stuff.
Oh, people. It never occurred to me that the people stuff could be the thing.
It could be just as good.
Oh, boy.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I better try that.
John!
Oh, my God. That really surprised me.
Did it?
Good one, Vim. Yeah, because I literally would never think of that as being a replacement for what snakes are giving so kindly to the world. Anyway, that is funny. All right, next up is Elton John. I did not know that Elton John and Madonna had beef. I did not know.
Come on.
Did I know this, Tommy?
You knew this.
Did
please,
I?
Of course. You're the tinsel. Please.
Okay. Every day I got to explain this
to you. You don't got to.
I did not know this. I know that I've heard him say stuff about but not just about her. He says it about, like, anytime there's a new artist, which he was big through the 70s. So by the time she was really being established in the mid 80s,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that, you know, now, though, it's been 40 years.
Well, what was it in the 80s? He had that huge hit, though. I'm Still Standing was like his last that I know of. And that was in the 80s. So he was
continued
still
to make music. I don't really know.
And then there's the yellow.
Oh, was that after that? Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
No. The one about the princess.
Oh, yeah.
Candle in the Wind. About Marilyn Monroe.
But they redid Princess Diana.
Yeah,
and that was 97.
But I don't know any other modern songs. But anyway, I'm just saying they were contemporaries on
MTV. When was
MTV
Tiny Dancer? Is Tiny Dancer? Is that old?
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I'm not the right person to ask. Yeah. What am I doing?
I know.
Let me ask you.
I know. Well, I don't know.
Sarah.
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't even know he had beef with Madonna. I've heard him say stuff, though, about, you know, he doesn't have a lot of respect for people who, I guess, didn't write their own songs or maybe.
He doesn't write his own songs.
I thought he wrote the music.
Yeah,
and Bernie Taupin writes the lyrics.
But he famously has a dude sitting next to him
who
writes all his lyrics.
He's got a co-writer. At least he's participating, Vin.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You know what was funny? Remember last week you were saying, why does Brandi Carlile keep adopting the old people?
Yeah.
And taking them out.
It seems like a thing.
So she's literally wheeling Joni Mitchell out onto stage and putting a mic in her hand. I think she's just like maybe really love strong with the people. Oh my God, that was actually, there was a funny bit where they were all flying. She was on SNL this past weekend. Brandi and Elton John, Brandi Carlile and Elton John, have put out an album together. They performed two songs off of it. And even as I was watching them, and he's old now, like he really can't see anymore. He's been talking about, I can't go to my kids' sports things because I cannot see. and he's got the glasses on, but his eyes are super vacant. But he's there. He is playing. They are. They're very blank looking. And then he's playing piano and everything. She's standing there, and she's not even like the principal on these things. And I was like, Vinny's right. It's almost like she's giving these old people relevance so that they can come out and sort of say their last goodbyes.
What I do think for sure is that there are artists that appreciate other artists. And you know, so you hear people be competitive, and it's very ugly. Like Kurt Cobain used to be like, those guys suck. Yeah. And you'd be all, geez, dude. Like,
there's room for more than one artist.
You don't gotta hate other artists. But I do think there are artists out there who also love other artists, understand the struggle, and hold others' art as highly as they hold their own, probably hoping that everyone has that same elevated level of art.
So he said stuff that we're talking about Elton John and, and Madonna apparently have some beef. And I don't really follow either of them close enough to know about this. And they call it a one-sided feud. Like, he just says rude things about her for seemingly no reason. Let's see. They were saying stuff like he called her a fairground stripper and accused her of lip syncing. He just doesn't like her as an artist.
What is his problem?
I you know what? Maybe he's like, I'm the only artiste in the room. And these flash in the pans like Madonna, they are nothing. Okay. I don't know. So, and they say that this feud's been going on for well over 20 years and that Elton trashes her publicly, seemingly for no reason. So this past weekend, she's in New York and she's like, I'm going to SNL and I'm going to go backstage and I'm going to confront him.
What's his real name? Calvin?
I can't. Didn't we just, did this.
I don't know. Remember.
Can you look up Elton John's real name, please? We'll know it the minute it gets said.
I hope she real.
Reginald whole, Kenneth Dwight.
Reginald!
Reggie.
Just give Reginald the business.
So she walks into the room and he sees her. Apparently he could see her. She's so shiny. And he went, forgive me. And that was the end of it. She said, the wall between us fell down.
She walked into the room.
Here's her quote. She confronts him after the show. She turns it. She walks in. She says, when I met him, the first thing out of his mouth was, forgive me. And the wall between us fell down. Forgiveness is a powerful, this is more of her quote. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. Within minutes, we were hugging. Then he told me he'd written a song for me. He hadn't. He just thought it up right then. He's like, I got this one song. I'm going to have Madonna do it. And he wanted me to collaborate. It was like everything came full circle. She also shared it's been hurtful to know that someone she admires so much is so outspoken about his dislike of her as an artist. And that's where the, you know, the whole fairground stripper and lip syncer comes in. Elton said, it was a healing moment.
Good.
Yeah.
Artists should appreciate it. I agree, or at the very least, you don't have to love somebody, but slagging them
everyone's entitled to make their living.
This morning, I want to say I checked Facebook, but it could have been Instagram. There was a video of a busker, you know, some lady. She's singing on the sidewalk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can see the stars under her feet.
Yeah.
And she's busking. And the camera person is on her and then pans a little to the right, and it's Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers standing right in front of her with his dog in his hand, just giving her full eye contact the whole time she sings to him. And she writes, after she gets the video, I had no idea I was singing to Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. World famous artist giving another artist his full attention. Mm. And that's the kind of thing you'd like to see from, you don't have to love their thing, but at least appreciate them as someone who's out on a limb.
You know, there's a Joni Mitchell song about this exactly. She's got a show in that town that night and people pay all the money to come and see her. And this is, you know, I'm paraphrasing the words. And across the street, she hears a guy playing clarinet. It's playing real good for free. And she's like, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to throw on a harmony and it's going to be beautiful. And then he was done. He'd cleaned up by the time. But she's like, there it is. That guy was doing, you know, what she does. And he's on the street doing it for free. And she's, you know, all the people are paying all the money to come and see her. And she was sort of acknowledging that
And then she found him and brought him on.
Well, no, not that. Not in the song, she didn't.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Playing Real Good for Free. I don't know.
Playing Real Good for Free?
That's the line in it. He was playing real good for free.
Huh.
Yeah. It's good. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm done talking. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Oh, I've got some really good news and more
great.
After these.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Woo woo. Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. That's right. There's a whole team of people working here on Alice.
Led by our fearless leader, Kieran.
Yes.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Who has never run from the police, by the way. Radio right. advertiser, never.
It's weird. None of the girls had run from the police. Right. All the boys, but none of the girls.
Not all the boys.
Well, what other boys did you ask besides you and Maddie?
It was a small sample size, and it turns out all the boys here have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. None of that has... Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf at odyssey.com. That's advertisesf. You know San Francisco?
Yeah.
AdvertiseSF at odyssey.com. Let's get you here on Alice.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what's happening. Sunny today. Looks like the morning.
It looks good.
Clouds have cleared and we have blue skies in downtown San Francisco, and that should be the case everywhere. It's not the case. Return your weather for something different.
Right. Get a different app.
Here's some good news to get us started, because I do have a bad news story. And I was like, right. Oh. A group of frat guys at the University of Southern Mississippi reunited a woman and her lost dog 5 years after he went missing.
Oh.
He's a tiny Yorkie named Kingston. He disappeared 300 miles away after Hurricane Laura in 2020.
Wow.
The president of the school's Kappa Sigma chapter says Kingston just showed up on their porch last week. So they got his microchip scanned, tracked down the owner. She never thought she'd see him again. So their reunion on Friday was pretty emotional. That's so weird. Where have you been for 5 years, dude?
Right.
Kingston?
That no one ever scanned your chip. You know, didn't you recently tell us a story where all the chips weren't going to work anymore because the place that they'd all been registered at was going out of business or something?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't all the chips, but I think it was one particular big company
right,
that was...
of chip producers.
Yeah, right. It was a thing.
Yeah.
Well,
so if your dog or cat has a chip and you care about your dog or cat, go get it registered with somebody else.
Mm.
Check on that. I can't remember what the name of the company was.
I forget,
but...
too. You know what? I'll have to look it back up. Mm. A guy in D.C. went through a rough stretch when he had a dream... that he'd become a millionaire. He dreamed it.
Okay.
So he went out and bought a lottery ticket and nailed it.
Oh, for $1 million.
The ticket hit for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Bought a ticket because his dream told him, you're going to be a millionaire. Boom.
That's a good news story.
It is a good news story.
By the way, wait till I have a dream about that.
The company was called Save This Life. That went out of
That's
business.
The name of the chip company, mm-hmm. Pet Chips. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have that, which I don't know if it's on your paperwork or what.
I don't know.
I got to check. I've got a new dog and I don't want
anything to happen to him.
Hey, Fred.
Fred. Hi, Fred. He's listening.
That's a good dog.
This next story is super sad, but I don't have the answer that I really was looking for, and I looked at multiple
stories. It's an unsolved
mystery.
No. It's going to make me
no,
cry.
No, it's not. No, well... I mean, it sucks. Ellie Curtis, a former ski racing champion at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, died at Palisades Tahoe last Saturday.
Oh no.
The incident occurred while she was skiing. She took the famous KT-22 lift, which I pulled up a map and looked for the chute that she went down, and I'm not seeing it, but it's challenging terrain there.
Well, and she sounds like she's an expert.
Yeah, it sounds like she should have been fine.
Right.
And then what do I see? Right here is Mosley's run.
Oh, my God, hilarious.
I wonder if he posts up in front of his own run and, like, you know, waves to people as they're about to go down his run at Palisades.
That's so funny. Of course he does. He waits there for people to...
Why
ask
wouldn't he?
If they want a picture.
Anyway, they were skiing. It's a challenging terrain. They call it the Ah Chute.
Ah, as in Ah!
Chute. Okay. It's a challenging trail at Palisades. They responded. The ski patrol responded within minutes, but unfortunately, she passed away from her injuries. What
Damn.
I was looking for, because it looks like it was a head injury, is if she'd had a helmet on, which I know... It feels like the norm now, but not everybody wears a helmet.
Nope.
Even though I wear one. And I'm, you know, I guess I...
I'm gonna ask Johnny if he wears one.
I haven't been in so Johnny
I feel
does.
Like Johnny does.
Johnny has had, and you know, we're talking about gold medalist Johnny Mosley. He has had quite a few concussions, and he's told me about that. So he does wear a helmet, and he also is more careful about the kinds of jumps that he'll do now because he yes. can't afford to have another head injury.
He actually, he tweaked his leg. Last time I saw him, he came over with that big wave surfer guy, and he's all, like limping through my house. I'm like, what did you do now? I don't want to talk about it. I tweaked it. I tweaked it.
Actually, he posted about it. He pulled his calf or something like that.
Yeah, some crazy thing. It was like a big, big knot.
Anyway, you know, the Palisades put out a statement saying, our hearts go out to the Curtis family and everyone impacted by this loss. Ellie was a beloved skier. I don't know if she had a helmet on or not. I'm not saying she deserved it. But what I do think is that people should wear helmets when they ski and snowboard now. It's there's no reason not to.
Right.
And maybe it could have helped her. Maybe it didn't. Maybe there's a broken helmet somewhere that they're like, nope,
right.
not here. The falls can be profound.
Yes.
Big, giant falls. Anyway, very sad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And yikes. I don't know if she had a helmet on or not. Spring digital cleaning. The average person has 1,044 unread emails and 12 unopened texts.
They do. I have zero of those.
I feel like when they say the average person, they mean people who work in tech. Yeah. In like, you know, if you're in a big company and there's lots of those things that go all staff or whatever, yes, and they just hit everybody and then everybody's right. commenting on that as they go through and that can pile up. But no way the average person has 1,000 unread emails.
I have 181,081. In red on my emails on my
Why?
Phone.
Why?
Because I don't always check all my emails on my phone, and I just let them stay there. I've had every email that's ever been sent to me ever. I don't really delete them unless it's spam or something.
180,000 emails.
181,000. That's the red number. Makes people crazy when they see
that,
it.
Yeah,
and you like
I
it.
Thought that was the number.
Yes,
of
like
ones
it.
that haven't been read. That's what the number is.
Yeah.
So you don't read them and you just keep them.
Yeah. Huh. I don't delete them. I just keep everything.
Yeah, but why don't you read them?
Yeah,
but see, since I have that many, I'm helping the average out is what I'm saying.
Well, oh, yeah,
that's true. Right. And there are people who just have so many. Like I used to look at Danielle's phone and she'd have like 90 texts that she hadn't looked at. I'm like, well, no wonder you never answer any of my texts.
I've got 64.
How can you find me? Oh my God.
You have 64 unread texts?
68.
I can't, like, what if you're, I mean, I just have so many threads going with my family. There's just no way I wouldn't be looking at those every day. That's so crazy. That's cray cray.
1,044, the average person has 1,044 unread emails, 12 unread text messages, 17 unread social media notifications, 11 unread app messages, 15 open browser tabs, and 9 unused smartphone apps.
Oh, I have 1,000 open browser tabs.
And 2 pending software updates.
Oh, yeah. And you have a bunch of open browser tabs, too.
Oh, you mean when we do the show?
Just in general. Well, I mean, I do shut my computer down when I leave here, but all these same tabs are open at my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not on mine. But I mean, these are news stories, so I never know what I'm going to pitch.
But when you open your computer up and boot it up first thing in the morning, all those tabs are still there, right?
Yep.
Once you, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that counts. But we would be contributing to the to
yeah,
the average.
I'll give you that. But at home, I don't have this.
Oh, I have a zillion. And once I'm like, I don't want to have to look for this again. I'll just leave it open.
Okay. Well, you know, you drive me crazy. So that's just the way that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, you and your, I have 17 entries for this one person on my,
I don't know why it does that,
on my
but,
contacts
but it doesn't
list.
Bother me because when my contacts are closed, it's not bothering me at all. There's no number on there. So when I go to look and I go to put in my, you know, my cousin Jim and there's 9 entries for him, I just pick one and I go, yeah, that one looks right. And sure enough, I get in touch with Jim.
You know, but your husband is the most over-organized guy in the world.
He doesn't look through my, he doesn't know. He doesn't need to know. He doesn't, if he asks me for a contact, I simply send him one that looks likely. That looks like that one.
Not everyone can handle leaving something unseen. 63% of people say they currently have 0 unread texts.
Yes.
54% say they have no unread social media notifications. Emails a little harder. 32% of people claim they have zero unread emails. Yeah, I see all of them, and then I delete everything.
The only unread emails I have for sure are junk. I would never go in my junk. Unless, you know how sometimes someone's like, no, I sent you a thing, and then you look, you go, well, it went in my junk. Sorry about it.
A 31-year-old female McDonald's worker was arrested after choking a teenage girl.
Oh, what? Why?
I don't know.
He hated her?
Working at McDonald's, right. Feels hopeless, maybe. I don't know.
She stole a french fry out of his bag while he was on break.
They How say dare here,
you? I choke you out.
There's a certain lawlessness that happens at fast food establishments, which can surely make it a difficult place to work.
Are they talking about? There's a certain lawlessness
you
that
can take people by the neck.
What?
A 31-year-old woman named Akina Sampson was working at a McDonald's in Florida when she saw a teenage girl walk behind the counter to grab some ranch dipping sauce.
Okay.
The girl later said she was being ignored by the staff. She just wanted some dipping sauce.
Her stuff's getting cold.
So she came around to get it. Akina flipped out, grabbed the girl's arm, and when the girl said, get off me!
Yeah, oh boy.
Akina just grabbed her by the neck, took her to the ground, and choked her again.
My goodness.
There on the floor.
Oh.
In a fast food place.
Because she took the ranch.
The grease is all over me now. I'm never going to.
I'll never be clean again.
Choke me out. Do it. Finish me off.
Leave me. Leave me behind. Oh.
Someone called the cops and the investigation was pretty cut and dry. The altercation was caught on video. Oh. The victim had visible injuries to her neck and elbow.
Oh.
And Akina was charged with child abuse because it was, you know, a kid, a teenage girl just trying to get some ranch dipping sauce.
Well, I'm very, very sorry that they don't have the dipping sauce in a little cup on the side where the napkins are.
And that's all for texts.
Oh, no texts at all.
Oh, well, we have some, but I can hear it coming on.
Just don't be a hero, you know?
What?
Here we go. I got a new game for you today. And Bob's playing too. Bob's going to play too.
Bob!
Yeah. And there's no, you can't scumbag each other because it's only a yes or a no. Or actually, it's not really that. It's just the answer will be either Sarah or the other person. Who's older, Sarah or Robin Wright Penn? Jenny from Forrest Gump.
My girl.
Princess Buttercup and the Princess Bride. Your girl, Claire Underwood on House of Cards. Who's older, Sarah or Robin Wright?
Who's this to?
Any one of you. All three of you have to answer.
Go ahead, Bob.
Jenny.
You say Jenny's older than me, all right?
I'll say Robin.
You're saying Robin is older.
I will say Sarah is older.
Sorry, it's Jenny. It's Robin Wright. So that's a point for Bob and a point for Maddie.
Yes!
Who's older, Sarah or Julian Lennon? One of John Lennon's kids.
Sarah.
Who's older? You think Sarah's older? Okay.
Sarah.
Julian.
Julian is the correct answer. Julian is 62.
Tied up!
It's tied up 1-1.
Wow.
To 1.
It's hard to believe.
Robin Wright, did I say she was 59? She is. She's 1 year older than me. All right, here we go. Who's older? Sarah or Patricia Arquette? That's Harmony Cobell on Severance.
Oh,
but she's been on. She's also on CSI
run on that
Cyber.
Show. My God.
Holes. Oof.
Yes, Holes. She's been, oh, actually, Boyhood, too, the one that they did all the different years of.
Patricia Arquette.
You think Patricia Arquette is older than I am? Okay.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sarah is older.
Is older by 1 year. She's 57. I'm older than that.
Oh, don't know the facial yet. It's not over.
Such a sore winner and a sore loser.
Uh-huh. Next up, who's older, Sarah or Taylor Kitsch? That's Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I don't know this person.
He was also on the second season of True Detective. He was the motorcycle cop who I think ended up being gay. I can't remember.
Sarah.
You think Sarah's older than Taylor Kitsch? Oh, he's also John. He's in the movie that they made, that Andrew Stanton made.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I'm going Tim Riggins.
You say Tim, do you say that Taylor Kitsch is older than Sarah? All right. And you said I was older.
I said you're older.
Okay.
I will say that Sarah's older.
Sarah is older. Taylor Kitsch is 44. It's super hot. Now, there's only one left, and we are currently at Vinny with 3, somehow roaring back, Maddie with 2, Bob with 1. Who's older, Sarah or Izzy Stradlin, the first guitar player for Guns N' Roses?
What are you trying to get yourself in trouble? You're bringing that guy up.
It's, look, I'm picking from the day, I'm picking from today's birthdays. Izzy Stradlin or Sarah, who's older?
How old are you?
I'm 58.
I should have asked that before this game started. I will say...
I might be 59. Hold on.
Oh, no,
I'm 58. I am 58. I'll be 59 this year. I'm 58.
I'm going to say Izzy Stradlin.
Is older.
Yes.
I'll say Sarah for a chance at a tie.
I'll go with Vinny.
He is 63 years old, and by a score of 4-2, Vincent, you are the winner.
Victory! Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
It's a pleasure to represent you as the people's champion.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. We've got way more chances for you to win Outside Lands tickets. Have a great day, and we'll see you. Oh, and congratulations on your other win. Florida won the March Madness championship, and that was your pick, Vinny. I think you beat everyone else in the entire building.
Yay!
You are the champion! See you on hump day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.